Tomorrow, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing on the recent Supreme Court decision that reduced the award amount in the Exxon Valdez punitive damage case. The hearing is entitled Courting Big Business, the Supreme Court's Recent Decisions on Corporate Misconduct and Laws Regulating Corporations. Vermont Democrat Senator Patrick Leahy is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Leahy says revisions made by the high court that change fundamental aspects of lower court decisions have become too common.
They seem to be ignoring juries. They become a very activist Supreme Court. They ignore what the juries have done. They instead impose their own views, even though they weren't there, even though they have to ignore the laws they work under. They've done this in Exxon Valdez. They've done it, of course, in things like the Ledbetter case of Lilly Ledbetter, where both cases, the jury found one way, the Supreme Court didn't hear the case, finds a different way. Here's a case where a jury found that Exxon Mobil knowingly, repeatedly allowed a relapsed alcoholic to operate a ship filled with oil through the Prince William Sound, destroyed the livelihood of thousands of Americans. And basically, the Supreme Court has said, okay, Exxon Mobil, you don't have enough money. We're going to give you another $2 billion. And the jury had said they ought to pay actually less than 0.1% of their revenues to the victims. And now, the victims have been told there's no way you can recover. You can't recover from something that was a horrible accident where the oil company was definitely at fault, and where the Congress made it very clear in the law the victims could recover.
And so what do you think's going on here? Do you think that there's corporate influence within the Supreme Court?
Well, I think that there has been an effort to make a more political Supreme Court in recent years. 7 of the 9 justices were appointed by Republicans. Certainly, President Bush made it very, very clear he wanted people who were going to rule a certain way. I feel you ought to have Supreme Court justices who look at each case on its merits and vote on the merits, not cast it in a political way. But that's what they've done. And for the life of me, I can't understand why the Supreme Court justices who have lifetime positions, who are paid very well, feel they have to follow the dictates of a Republican president.
Senator Leahy, what are you hoping to gain by having this hearing? What are you looking for?
Well, we're going to have a couple of different people testifying. I want to demonstrate what's happening. I think the American people will see a blip on the evening news and won't have a chance to really look into what happened. But this is happening in a lot of different kind of cases, and it's the American people being heard. I want to demonstrate one that we in Congress feel the courts have not followed the law, and if we need to pass new or change the laws that are there, we'll do that. But to do that, we have to have the hearings first to demonstrate both the need and the best way to go about the changes.
I've heard that some Alaskans are calling for censuring the Supreme Court justices. Is that a possibility?
No, and I'm not in favor of that, even on those decisions where I strongly disagree with them. But I think that we in the Congress can react by making some major changes to the law to make it clear that we disagree with the Supreme Court and hope they won't make this mistake again. But unfortunately, what they've done, they've given a windfall profit to ExxonMobil, and they've turned their back on people who can't afford the terrible loss they've suffered. My own state of Vermont, people are saying, how could any court treat the people of Alaska that badly?
And so why not censure?
Well, censure wouldn't pass. We'd spend our whole time on trying to get something like that, even if it was advisable. I'd rather spend my time on fixing the law so it doesn't happen again.
What do you think Congress can and should do in that regard as far as you said, fixing the law?
Well, make it very clear that we rely on jury judgments and not second-guessing by the Supreme Court. and make that very clear in the laws that everybody operates under.
Senator Leahy, in your mind, is there anything that can be done now that this decision has come from the Supreme Court? Can anything be done to help the plaintiffs?
Well, we'll raise that question at the hearing. But I think the Supreme Court has given a windfall to ExxonMobil and have really given dealt a very bad blow to the people of Alaska.
Senator Patrick Leahy will be holding a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing tomorrow to examine the Supreme Court's recent decision in the Exxon Valdez punitive damage case. Ossa Schultz traveled from Cordova to Washington to testify at tomorrow's hearing. Schultz and her husband have been commercial fishers in Cordova since 1980. She says they've been able to hang on, but many others have gone broke and had to give up on fishing. She says although she'd love to see Congress overturn the Supreme Court's decision, she thinks that's just too much to hope for.
Not impossible, but I'm not expecting it. But what I want is I want the Congress to realize that this is a serious state that we're in right now. And if we allow a corporation like Exxon to get away with something like this and pay so little for punitive damages that it doesn't even scratch them, and it's just their power is unstoppable if we do not enact legislation that sets up punitive damages that make a difference and deter them and make them be accountable.
Schultz says decisions on corporate misconduct oversight go beyond Alaskan fishermen and impact all Americans.